Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Friday, the 1st of July. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're studying through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. We can't cover all the details, of course, in the sermons, so these podcasts give a bit more information. And today we're in Psalm 129 and just verse 5. It reads, "May all who hate Zion be turned back in shame." Now, this is in the center of Psalm 129, where the psalmist is recalling the fact that he's had a great deal of opposition in his life and reflecting on the fact that the people of God have had great opposition, many people oppressing them. And yet, these people who've been oppressing them haven't gained the victory. Instead, the people of God have endured, sometimes not in a very happy state. They have been plowed, they have been hurt. They have been trapped, and yet God has given them freedom. And this is what the psalmist is celebrating, and certainly it's something that a follower of God today can celebrate, that we live in difficult times, and that we have been oppressed at times, yet God gives us a freedom that isn't to do so much with our circumstances as it's to do with a freedom in Christ, a freedom that means that nothing in this world has ultimate hold over us. And now he turns to his feelings about those who have hurt him in Psalm 129, verse 5. "May all who hate Zion be turned back in shame." Well, this isn't a fictional reconstruction of history. Let's think about it. Where is Egypt as the oppressing nation and the one who enslaved Israel? All the Philistines, all the Assyrians, all the Babylonians, all have come and all have gone, and yet the people of God endure. I suppose for a Christian, in more modern times, one could say, well, where is the Empire of Rome? Where are all the prominent atheists of history? Where are the Bible skeptics? And where is communism today? The verbs in verses 5, 6, and 8, where it says, may all who hate Zion, verse 6, may they be like grass, verse 8, may those who pass by, could be taken as a prayer, what is being asked for, or as prophecy, what is being foreseen. Either way, there is a confidence expressed in the psalm that oppression cannot last forever. It's debatable as to whether the sentiments expressed by the psalmist here are right or wrong. Should it be okay for a follower of God to wish shame on their enemies? Well, I'm not sure. Proverbs 24, verse 17 says, "Do not gloat when your enemy falls, when he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice." And so perhaps there's a difficulty here in the psalm. But at least the sentiments being expressed are authentic. At least this person has convictions. At least he has a righteous anger, even if he may or may not be processing it healthily. We can admire the energy, while perhaps not applauding the vindictiveness. As Peterson says in his book, A Long Obedience in the Same Direction, "The person who makes excuses for hypocrites and rationalizes the excesses of the wicked, who loses a sense of opposition to sin, who obscures the difference between faith and denial, grace and selfishness, that is the person to be wary of." Perhaps Zion in verse 5 is not a literal city. Perhaps instead what's in focus here is the fact that Zion represents God's place, God's standards, God's righteousness. Of course, in verse 4, he'd been talking about the Lord being righteous. And so the psalmist is concerned that God gets the honor that he is due. A question for a God follower today is this: how can God be shown to be right in my life? The Lord is righteous, verse 4. He's cut me free from the cords of the wicked. It needs to look like that in our lives, that the Lord is righteous, that his decisions are right, his way of doing things are right, and his commands are right, and they produce right things in our lives. Right conduct, right behavior, right speech, right thinking, and therefore a life that is attractive. As much as may all who hate Zion be turned back in shame, may all those who see people of Zion wonder at how this righteous life has been produced. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 6. Until then, our church work can be found at nwlcc.org. And I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.